Nolte, New York Times publishes photo of Venus Williams in story about Serena. By John Nolte on March 3, 2022. The far-left New York Times published a photo of Venus Williams in a story about her sister, Serena. In other words, the lily-white, left-wing New York Times, a propaganda outlet that lectures the rest of the world about racism, has a problem telling their black people apart. That was undoubtedly Serena's thinking when she ripped into the rag. No matter how far we come, we get reminded that it's not enough. The tennis legend tweeted Wednesday with a photo of the offending newsprint. Because even I'm overlooked. You can do better, at New York Times. For the record, Serena and Venus are not twins. While there is a family resemblance, they're not at all difficult to tell apart. They also happen to be two of the most famous women in the world and have been for 20 years. This should not have occurred, unless, of course, you're a bubbled elite member of the New York Times who sees black Americans as political opportunities instead of individuals. As a blob of children incapable of success without your condescending white patronage, instead of people. Far-left CNN puffed up its pompous chest and ripped into the New York Times for this error. Serena Williams called out the New York Times Wednesday after the paper published an article about her venture fund but used a photo of her sister, Venus. CNN then puffed up its pompous chest even more to remind its readers of countless examples of news outlets in recent years incorrectly and embarrassingly mixing up African Americans. Oddly enough, though, CNN left out this example of a fake news outlet mixing up African Americans. Here it is. Washington Law anchor wax eloquent about Representative John Lewis, DGA, when its Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, pictured. That was Elijah Cummings, the CNN anchor is told. That was Elijah Cummings, the CNLL anchor responds. Elijah Cummings, still, a member of Congress nonetheless. Forgive me. I was given bad information. As far as the New York Times, instead of admitting that there is an institutional problem over there, this lame-ass excuse was offered. This was our mistake. It was due to an error when selecting photos for the print edition, and it did not appear online. A correction will appear in tomorrow's paper. This was our mistake. Oh, really, because I thought Burger King might be responsible. Not the chain of fast food restaurants, the actual Burger King. It was due to an error when selecting photos for the print edition. Oh, is that what it was? You mean it wasn't due to an error when selecting that day's flavor of quiche on the lunch menu? Of course, it was due to an error during the photo selection process. No shit. But what about the institutional problem that created that error? When will that issue be resolved, New York Times? Hey, I know we all make mistakes and that we should be humble when others do. I get that. I do. But when one of these self-righteous, race-obsessed jackals falls into a hypocritical hole this deep, there is nothing healthier for the body politic than to point and guffaw. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.